Cut. They have no semblance of order or purpose. They seem to be entangling him, certainly not empowering him. I picture his life when I look into most people's eyes. They have a similar look to them, hungry, unsettled, slightly unsure. But you can see in others only what you have tasted yourself. Somewhere in the chaos of Batman's search, the threads of his life begin to untangle and weave themselves into something new, something potentially epic. Bruce can't escape the great pain and need screaming all around him in his home city of Gotham. So despite his reluctance and suffering, the threads of his life somehow bind together and equip him to meet that great need. The need finds him. Ironically, his purpose is woven together with the very threads that seemed to entangle him. Out of Bruce Wayne's deepest tragedy, fear, and pain, Batman is born. Every one of us has a version of this same story in us. Some of you are thinking, yes, Jenny, I always think to myself, Batman and I have so much in common. For the rest of you, here is where all of our stories converge. You have threads of life blowing around, possibly even strangling you. Threads that are meant to bind together and become your unique, God-given contribution to a world in great need. And not just for a world in need, but our souls were made to find their home in God, with God's purposes for our life. Aching for purpose. No unique purpose for your life will fill your soul. The only thing that will fulfill and settle your soul is God Himself. I am writing while neck deep in the midst of what some may think is a great purpose. Zach and I are running hard toward God and doing our best to complete the works He is putting in our path for us to do for Him. We are doing our best to raise our kids to love God and not be little punks. Zach is leading a church full of people who are hurting, and he spends most of his days looking people in the eyes and listening to their needs. I am writing and speaking the things God has given me to say. On some days, our threads seem to be meshing into something useful. I've never felt more peace and more joy, and yet life has never been more difficult. Like today, for instance, I fight a deep desire to shut down this work, crawl back into bed, and live like this isn't important. I still feel restless. I struggle to keep pace with God, and I still fight my sin. That's how I feel today. Now let me tell you what I know. Our God is real. Our God is coming. Our God has plans for us. Our lives are short. We must get after it. Because heaven is coming fast, and what we are about to do here is urgent. It's more urgent than we could ever imagine. We get to play little parts in the epic story of a God who put this whole universe in motion with a word.